That's your comfort
Hey,
food. Amen.
and call the meeting to order. Amber, you're president, correct?
Yes.
Are all members present?
Yes.
Yes, I think so. Are we missing
Is
anybody?
was Farrah on there?
Sarah?
Wasn't Farrah Upton on there? Okay, I don't.
She's certified. Is
No,
DJ up
Farrah
there?
is
We don't
certified.
have Mr. McCleary here.
BJ.
BJ. Oh, he's here.
BJ's
Yeah,
there.
I'm here.
Yep.
Okay, just take some notes. Yeah, Mr. McCleary is the only one not on, and I'm not sure I even let him know, so it's probably my fault. But this is really just informational. I just wanted to share that the certif or the classified salary schedule will remain the same, and then what I shared with you yesterday will be is an identical copy of what certified approved and the board accepted. So let me see if I can share my screen. And can you see anything besides the Zoom stuff?
I can't.
No.
What about now?
I see Doug's hand.
Whoa.
Oh, dang it.
No.
Can you see it now?
No.
I don't, there's no screen share I see.
Mr.
I'll tell
Okay.
you what, this feedback, I can't get this enough.
It's echoing, yeah.
That might be better. I turned it down.
Well, BJ, how do I screen share? I thought I knew how to do that.
If you're over the Zoom meeting, across the bottom bar, there's an option share. You click on that and then you select what you would like to share. You can select the entire window or an individual application.
What about there?
There,
There,
you're
yeah,
good.
yeah, man.
All right. Okay. So that's basically that is the exact same thing that certified accepted and the board approved, other than there was a $1,500 master's degree stipend for certified. So there's two different categories there: the years of experience, and then OMSD loyalty pay. So if you've been in if your only job in education has been at Ozark Mountain for say 10 years, you would get the 200 for years of experience and another 200 for loyalty pay. So you would get a $400 stipend at the end of the year. That will not be included in your check. I didn't want to do it like that because no one's going to notice $100 spread out through the year. But in May, when Rhea writes you a check for $100 or $200 or $1,000, whatever, you see that a little bit better. So I had given certified like probably five or six different salary schedules to review, and this is the one that they chose, and I would like to keep it similar. Most districts' classified salary schedules are a lot different than their certified as far as how it looks now, because two or three years ago when they basically said we could do salary schedules however we wanted to, and then they added the 50,000, that really changed things up to make certified and classified salary schedules look totally different. So instead of trying to figure out a quarter an hour or 75 cents an hour or a dollar an hour raise, I wanted to go this route. So what I'd like for you guys to do is just share this with your people, and then
Okay.
we can meet next week and we can cuss and discuss and vote on whether we want to accept it or not. I did include this in the board packet, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to accept it or, but we need to get it voted on because we need to get everybody classified rehired and a salary schedule in place so Rhea can issue contracts because my next board meeting is not until May 15th. And well, after the April board meeting. And that would only give her one day to print contracts before everybody leaves for the summer. And that's not going to work. So we need to try to get it done this month. So does anybody have any questions about what's presented?
Does the year count? Does that go off of where you are at the beginning of the year when you sign your contract, or where you are when the stop is actually issued? If that makes sense.
Yeah, so Rhea and I talked about that yesterday. That makes plenty of sense. So like right now, I'm at year 27. So my contract will say I have 27 years of experience, but at the end of the year, I'll have 28.
Exactly.
So you'll get wherever you are at the end of the year. So like right now, say you're 5 years in Ozark Mountain School District and 5 years total. So you'd get $200. Well, sorry, let me back up. At the end of the year, you'd be at six, so you would go from 100 to 200. Makes sense? Your stock will be based on what you are at the end of next school year, even though your contract says you only have this many years experience.
Okay, that's what I was. There was some people that asked me
Yeah.
about that asked me to bring that up. So,
Yeah, it's kind of confusing. You'll be rewarded slash awarded, however you want to say that, for your year of experience next year.
I got you.
So there's not going to be a raise. It's just going to be stipends.
Say it again, Doug. I'm sorry.
So there's not going to be a raise. It's just going to be stipends.
Yes, that's correct. That's what I did
Okay.
with certified also.
Yeah, it's also for certified, but it seems like everybody else has received a raise except for the classified. The classified is, has not received a raise or anything. And the teachers, the certified, they all got raised up to a certain amount, and now they're going to receive a stipend. And then and also, the raise, I understand the years of service and the loyalty and all that, but that's just not much of a raise for those that hadn't been here very long. And also on the pairs, are going to receive the stipend also? Are they considered classified?
The Paris?
Yes.
Yes, they're classified.
Okay. One thing that was brought up to me on the on that is the subs that sub for teachers, they make more money than what parapros do. And anyways, but parapros are also asked to sub all day at times, but they don't receive sub pay. Is there anything can be done about that?
No, they're on a basically a 8 to 10 hour contract. So, I mean, your building principals are free to do with the paras what they need to do with them during the school day. Now, our paras that are a 1-to-1, they need to stay with their kiddo sometimes. To get things covered, they bring their 1-to-1 kiddo with them. We try not to ever do that. But emergencies call for that situation. But they're on contract to be there. So if they're put into a classroom to sub, they're not going to receive additional pay.
Okay.
And
That I was asked about that, when one that was wanting me to bring that up.
as far as raises go, the state made us do that. And I, that's. They funded it, but that wasn't me or Ozark Mountain School Board saying we're going to raise teacher pay to $50,000. And classified was given a raise. No one got a raise this year, but 2 years ago, when the teacher's certified pay was raised to $50,000, some got a really big raise, and then some that were towards the latter end
Table.
of the salary schedule didn't get hardly anything. Not fair. Everyone knows that. I would totally agree with that. But classified at that time, I believe we gave a 75 cents per hour raise. I'd have to go back and look, but I'm pretty sure it was 75 cents an hour. So when you break it down, actually, this raise for classified is a much higher percentage than what it is for certified, if you want to really break it down like that. Because a $200 stipend at the end of the year for someone making 50,000 is a much lower percentage than an employee making $25,000 a year getting 200 bucks. So it's a much higher percentage actually for classified than it is certified.
We just have some like negativity coming up with that, with the paras or just, and well, classified.
Yes.
It's just, it's hard. It's hard.
It's hard. What? I'm
But
sorry.
they just like, just all the paras, all the classified, sorry, I say paras, I mean classified. They're just
Yeah.
struggling. Everybody's struggling. And they're, some of them are feeling like,
Because I read, the discussion of it last fall was put off until this year. I mean, to this year because of the transportation. They had to find a transportation and a mechanic. So I mean, so they raised that up $10,000 to do that, and then we was postponed to discuss raises for the classified until now. After the first of the year, which we're in April, so and that's what we was expecting, or everybody was expecting a talk about a raise. And and I understand getting a stipend and that years of loyalty, but
right. And if you remember when we talked about raising the mechanic salary schedule at that time, it was because we couldn't find anybody.
right, yes, I understood that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I think everybody understood because that was a something that had to happen. I mean, we needed a mechanic because it was right there at the beginning of the school year, and then transportation director. I understand that they had to raise it up to get them because nobody wanted to work for a low pay.
Correct.
So yes, I think everybody understands that. But it's just I don't know how many classifieds been here for. I mean, I know there's been several that's going to get quite a bit, but then there's going to be several that's only going to end up with 200 total at the end of the year. And then by the time the taxes are taken out, they might end up with 100. So, I mean, that's not really much of a cost of living raise.
And I'll be honest, until decisions can be made to make this district more efficient, this is just the way that it's going to have to be. And I'm not saying that I can't take something different to the board. The board approves, disapproves, or votes it down, but this district is not in position to give big raises. It's just not. When it becomes more efficient, that can probably happen. And I have said from day one, if this district could become more efficient, we can start paying our classified people more money, because I agree that every one of you need more money and deserve more money. I wholeheartedly agree with that. I don't know how some folks are making it on the pay that they're receiving with classified, but I'm not in a position that I can recommend more than that. I just can't. And I know that's a tough pill to swallow and hard to say, but
I don't think everybody's asking for much. But we ended up having to raise it up for the transportation department totally, even though it's split between two people, that was raised up $10,000, and then the teachers all, which I mean, they're underpaid anyways. I understand, they're because they put a lot of hours in after school and everything and before school and weekends, and because my wife she works constantly, but anyways, I understand they're underpaid, but there's I don't know how serious it is, but I know I've heard that several say that they're, wasn't going to get a just, a raise or anything. They might think about leaving, going somewhere else. But I mean, there's, I mean, that's just, I've heard several say
That's
that
true.
they, because of their pay, mainly, it's just others are paying more for what they're doing.
Yeah, I totally get it. If they choose to go work 5 days instead of four for just a little bit more money, that, I guess I understand that. I mean, that's their choice. Going back to that mechanic piece, that is a skilled trade.
Yes, it is.
And
And Zane's doing a terrific job.
yes, he is. And we're
He's
blessed to have
doing.
him.
Yes, that is a skilled trade. I understand that.
So here's what I'm gonna recommend, because this is just for informational. Here's what I'm gonna recommend. You can share this one and then talk to your folks and see what you want to come back with next week when we meet and say, this is what we would like to see happen. Okay. And I'll let the board know, one way or the other, and we can go from there. But like I said, I'm not in a position that, and here's what you got to understand. If we come back and say, all right, we want to do a quarter an hour raise, right? Well, if you're one of those 16 to 20 people that's been here for your whole life, 16 to 20 years, you're going to get $2,000. That's probably going to be more than a quarter, 25 cent raise, right? And
Right.
yeah, so some this is really good for, some it's not. But like I said, certified teachers, say like Miss Wojcik down there in the Western Grove Elementary hallway, she's a first year teacher and this is her first year at Ozark Mountain. She would get $200. Okay. Well, $200 for someone making $50,000 is a small percentage, but $200 for someone making $20,000 is a much bigger percentage. So the classified folks are actually getting a bigger percentage of a raise. Even when I give bonuses at Christmas, let's say this past Christmas when we gave $250, teachers, admin, that was a lot smaller percentage than someone like, say, just even a bus driver that's only working 3 hours a day and is strictly just a bus driver. So I know some people it hits, it's like, wow, that's a big chunk of money I get at the end. And some people it's like, well, it's really not that much. But like I said, this district is just not in a position to pay classified folks what they're worth. And part of the good thing is about Ozark Mountain, it's a 4 day week. So, you're only working 4 days instead of five. I mean, I know they're longer days, but you're still getting a 3 day weekend most weekends. But again, when we meet next week, come back with something that people would like to see. If what I would suggest is if you come up with something, send out a survey, excuse me, to your classified folks and let them vote on it overall and see what we come back with, and we can go from there.
Wendy's want me to ask if they're considering it. We're going back to 5 days. Considering going back to 5 days versus our four, which we want to keep our four if we can.
So if that does happen, that's that they're trying to pass a law for that. That again, that's not me, Ozark Mountain School
Yeah,
District. That's a
right.
law. That's actually the Secretary of Education wants that to happen. Now, I don't think it's going to, truthfully, I really don't. But if it did pass, that would not be until the 26-27 school year anyway, unless she signed an emergency clause to make it next year. And if something becomes law, none of us can,
Right.
we can't do anything about that. But I don't think it's gonna happen. I've kept up with enough where I really don't think it's gonna happen.
That's
But
good. I'm wondering.
It could be one of those things that they vote on at the very last thing on the very last day, and then they take out of there and they don't have to answer to anybody too. So they're good about that too. But I can't answer that, with all certainty, but I don't think we'll have to worry about that.
I think if they do it, then they need to just come sit with the kids on that fifth day and see how well they like it.
Yeah, we
Then,
sent out surveys to parents, and it was overwhelmingly in favor of keeping the 4-day week. And I'm going to send all that information in. I've got to send some information. It's all due next Friday, or yeah, by next Friday. There's a lot of support for it in the 47 districts that are doing it, but when the Commissioner of Education is totally against it, I don't know what the legislators will do. But I don't think it'll pass.
I mean, I would encourage y'all, and I think Mr. Lewis would agree to contact your legislators. We have, and not just, I mean, provide a, kind of an objective reason for why you want it. I mean, you think it's better for the kids, you think it's better for education, you think it's better for, just, and that's what I did at least.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, well, I just like having Mondays off.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's true, but
It is true. I mean, I agree,
yeah.
but
Well, I was just curious if it was actually, if they was actually talking about it or it was just a rumor. That's the only thing I
oh
was
no,
wondering. Oh
it's
no, there's a
for
bill
real.
filed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of thought that that's from the seminar from there, I kind of figured it was going to.
There's a well, let me so it doesn't eliminate 4-day weeks, but what it does, it says you will go 178 days. So you can still do 4-day weeks, but you're gonna basically be going to school year round. And
Yeah.
no one's gonna do that. So
I need to ask you guys about the sick bank.
oh yeah, I see.
Did you
Yeah,
ever
I
find out
don't.
if can talk about that here?
Yeah, Rhea asked me about that. I'd have to look at the policy to know exactly how the sick bank works. I want to say when we had this question come up before, that there's a sick bank leave committee, and so there's a difference in the sick bank and donating sick days. So if you're part of the sick bank, my understanding was there's a committee. They had to, if you could only, someone could only draw out of the sick bank if they were a member of it, if they had contributed in the past. And this committee decided if they wanted to transfer some days or however you word that. But then Rhea said she thought it said that person eventually had to put those days back in. I need to check on that some more.
I think what we was trying to come up with is like if someone wants to donate some days, like if somebody was in need, like if I know I understand I couldn't donate to a certified because the pay difference, but like say if Wendy was in need and I wanted to take some, 2 or 3 days of my days and donate them to her, I think's what was coming. Come on, Zoom. So I
Yeah,
think.
I know that we've done that in some previous districts I've worked at, and we actually you could do it across, classified and certified. But let me check on that some more, Kim, and I'll if you'll email me first thing Monday morning, I'll check on that right away and
Okay.
get back to everyone about that.
All right. Doing.
I'd be happy to donate some days if we can, go across certified, classified.
Do you see if they're coming back?
All right. Does anybody have anything else?
I don't think so. You know.
So,
If you take him up there, make sure you do
you want to try to do next Wednesday morning? Meet again next Wednesday morning. That gives you the rest of the
him.
day today, Monday and Tuesday, to talk to your people and gather some input, or would you rather wait till
be on.
Thursday morning.
I'm sorry, what was that again? You want to do it Wednesday morning, the next meeting, or Thursday morning?
Wednesday or Thursday morning. Good for everybody.
Either one's fine with me.
I think either one's fine.
Whatever.
Either way.
All right, let's do Wednesday morning then, 8:30. I had to do 8 o'clock today because I have to get around for another meeting. So we'll just stick with, is 8:30 okay there, everybody, or would you guys rather do 8?
8:30 is probably better for me because I've got kids coming in and
yeah. Okay.
Late.
We'll do 8:30. I'll get a link sent out on Tuesday, but y'all gather some information or get some input from your people on the salary schedule thing.
Okay.
It'll be over about 9:20 up there, so I'm just letting you know over there.
Let me see if I can figure out that. Yeah. All right.
There you go.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Kim made motion. Got a second? There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, we've been house sitting for my mom in Harrison, and